Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver five times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. Today is Monday. So you know what this is going to be. It's a digging deeper. And many of you already know what that is. But for those of you who don't, a Digging Deeper, which comes out every other Monday, it is available only on our Patreon, is where we do an entire hour plus of going through the most important clips from the past 2 weeks of Bachelor podcasts, and we discuss them. Now, these can be official Bachelor Nation podcasts. They can be Bachelor adjacent podcasts. They can be Bachelor players going on podcasts outside the nation. It'll all have something to do with The Bachelor. But the reason that we did this, the reason that we continue to do these, is way back when we started doing Digging Deep, I don't even remember when the first one was, over a year ago at least, I said to myself, this doesn't exist. This is something I wish existed, a podcast that took all the most important clips from other Bachelor podcasts and put them together so that I wouldn't have to listen to a fucking hour of clickbait, a fucking hour of happy hour, a fucking hour of talking it out, you know, every week, because by and large, the entirety of those podcasts are very hard to listen to, but they always had at least one or two little clips in them that I was like, oh, that's important. That's a takeaway. And so we started doing this essentially as, I don't know, a service unto ourselves, because I wanted to know what was in these podcasts. Mm-hmm. And then as we've continued to do it, now the Dark Seeker has taken over the duty of listening to all these podcasts. I don't know how the fuck she does it, probably imbued with some dark energies from the bottom of the pit. But
she's doing the Dark Lord's work.
That's correct. But ultimately, what this Digging Deeper is meant to be, truly, is yes, we're commenting on these things and talking about how it plugs into the bigger Bachelor world at large, but really it's a service of putting together all these most important clips from episodes over the past 2 weeks so that you don't have to listen to 2 weeks of
largely nothing in many of these Bachelor podcasts. Because if you have like an hour and a half clickbait, there might be 15 seconds worth of that clickbait that you want to listen to, but you do need to listen to that 15 seconds because it will be important. We have a little more than 15 seconds of clickbait, by the way, in this Digging Deeper. There was, they got to it.
This is a great clickbait week. I mean, the very first clip it's iconic.
I agree. Every once in a while, GSJ will throw out a line that becomes canon. We're talking about, it depends on who you wind up being. We're talking about, it's like restaurant. We're talking
it's
about
like Serener.
Serener. Anyway, we have a bunch of those clips for you. We thank you for joining us on this day. And I just wanted to, again, give a little recap, a little definition of what Digging Deeper is, what the true purpose of it is for anybody who may be listening to this for the first time. And we hope that you enjoy. This is
Digging Deeper.
All right. This week, we got clips from Clickbait with guest Justin Glaze from May 19th. And these clips are, I don't even know how to describe them. You're going to enjoy, in quotes, them, I guess. I enjoyed them.
Savor Grace Ann Parks' suffering.
That is correct. We also got clips from the Vial Files with guest Kathy Kelly on May 17th. The Great One has a bunch of things to say about all kinds of stuff related to the Sauce Wars. We are
the male Great One
in full Sauce Wars swing now. It's Sauce Wars all the time. And then we have a clip from Help, I Suck at Dating with guest Piper James from May 23rd. And we have a clip from Us Weekly's Here for the Right Reasons with guest Kendall Long. She reveals some things about her Paradise season. And then we've got some clips from Almost Famous with Bob Guinea and Jason Mesnick. That's Gin and Mesny, for those in the know. And then we have some clips from Almost Famous OG with guest Prince Lorenzo Borghese. He was the season 9 Bachelor, and Sadie Murray.
Is those in the know just people in your head?
Yeah, it's just me. Me and you are the people in the know. Anyway.
Gin
and Mesny. Let's kick off this Digging Deeper with a clip, once again, from Clickbait with guest Justin Glaze. This is from May 19th. And it's worth noting that this was Clickbait's first episode after the Blake-Natasha drama that escalated the Sauce Wars to a full boil. So in this first clip, we are going to hear GSJ using sarcasm in what I feel is a failed attempt to diminish his own power within the nation. And this entire clickbait is full of exactly this stuff. It's very strange. Here we go. Let's listen to this clip now.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Clickbait. Kids, if you're lucky enough, one day you could be a host of one of these podcasts, and it will grant you the gift of immunity. And if you're lucky enough, even make you a gigantic star. Just look at Tia and myself.
So grateful.
Right, Tia? How famous do you feel?
So grateful for this podcast. I couldn't do it without it, you know?
First of all, kids, are there children listening to Clickbait? Is that most of their audience?
Yeah, there's definitely kids listening to it. It's like professional sports. This is, to me, a very similar one-to-one. When you watch any kind of professional sporting event and they cut to the audience, there's invariably a dad there and a little 10-year-old kid with fucking face paint on for the home team or wearing the jersey or whatever. It's that early indoctrination into the fandom of the sport. And yes, I believe there are moms, dads potentially, who watch The Bachelor and they listen to Clickbait in the car when they're taking the kid to school or to soccer practice or whatever. Kids are definitely listening to this show.
Well, kids out there listening to Gore, I'm sorry.
But the weirder thing to me about this clip, other than the kids, is the sarcasm. We're big famous podcast hosts. Kids, you could be like me too. I just don't understand. Like, they're shitting on the job as they're doing the job. This is akin to, like, I remember for a minute this was happening and then people got kind of wise to it. People would go on Facebook or Twitter or whatever and tweet or post on Facebook about, like, how much they hate their boss or their job. And then the boss and the job would see it and be like, oh, you're fired. That's almost what they're doing here. They're like, oh yeah, this podcast, it's so big and important.
They're paying me so much money.
Yeah. It's like, well, then why are you doing it? But it's also, we'll get to it in this other clip as well, because they keep using this weird sarcasm thing. But it's like, why are they doing this? Why are they even promoting the idea through sarcasm that being this is meaningless? This podcast hosting job is meaningless. That's essentially what he's saying here.
There is a particular part of this quote that sticks with me every time I hear it, because I have listened to this clip a lot. I don't know why. It's Tia saying, oh yeah, I couldn't do it without it. And I know it's just like a throwaway line, but I'm like, what? Couldn't do life without it? What is she referring to?
She's just trying to hit a general tone, and the specifics of the words don't matter. She might as well have been like, oh, yeah. She might as well have
it
just
is
like,
what it is.
Yeah, exactly. It just kind of is meaningless. She's just agreeing with his sarcastic tone. But I still don't understand the sarcasm. And we're going to have a few other clips here where we will have the same opportunity to not understand the sarcasm. So let's move on to clip number two. This is GSJ and Tia continuing to push this narrative that they're not making any money from their position within the nation, which we obviously know is not true.
It's a volunteer job.
Yeah, here it is.
Well, we could have a joint wedding. And
1,000%. Yeah. Does that save money? I mean, one video.
I hope so. I mean, I'm surprised either of us have saved money, because we're making, you know, millions of dollars off of off of clickbait. Okay, should we get into
honestly, it? Honestly, that's why we don't need wedding gifts, because we're so freaking wealthy from this podcast that it's like, it seems ridiculous to ask other people for gifts, you know? I pay for it all ourselves.
So they're talking about planning their respective weddings and joking that they're so poor that they need to do a double wedding. And they're saying, we're making millions of dollars off clickbait. We don't need wedding gifts. We're super wealthy. I mean, we don't know how much they're making. We estimate, like, I think they're making at least 100K each.
Just from clickbait, I think.
Yeah.
And what they fail to incorporate in this weird, sarcastic shitting on of being a podcast host is the notion that it's not just clickbait. Clickbait is a part of the prize they've been given by the show. The other part of that prize is both of them, over 1 million Instagram followers. They're doing SpawnCon constantly. For Grocery Store Joe, he's also selling his sauce. He's all the time, there's a new video of him in some grocery store saying, oh, we just got, my sauce is now going to be carried in this grocery store chain. My sauce is now going to be carried in this grocery store chain. It's like,
I ate it for dinner last night.
Oh, fantastic. How was it?
It was delicious. Made spaghetti and meatballs with Jake and with Sundays with Joe.
See, look at that. You're helping him pay for his wedding.
Oh yeah, I recorded a video of it. I think, you know, it's just promotion.
Absolutely. But this idea, again, that they are in any way hurting for money, or that doing clickbait isn't worth the time they're putting into it, is obviously wrong. If clickbait is such a bad job and you don't make any money at it, quit the job. Why are you still doing it? If it's not about Instagram followers for you, delete your Instagram. They are trying to promote this idea that they're getting no material gain from their position within the nation as official Bachelor Nation podcast hosts. This is simply not true. You see the material gain in their Instagrams constantly, and it's all part of the same thing.
It's not just the salary from clickbait. It's the SpawnCon they're able to do because they're still in the mix.
Yes, exactly. And so let's now go to this third clip, in which GSJ and Tia Booth continue the strange sarcastic defense of how much control they have over their own narrative within the nation, and then how much control producers have. Here we go.
Oh, MTV Movie and TV Awards.
Yeah, let me just get into this right now.
He nominated himself.
I reached out to MTV and I was like, you guys, come on, didn't you watch this season? It was basic. I was able to produce my own rom-com, because that's what happened. It was right. It was just lovely.
The producers, like, you know, actually set the whole thing up.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Forced them to fall in
love. It's funny, because actually the execs at ABC called me earlier today, like, Joe, we may need you to come down and get engaged again. And I was like, honestly, it's not a big deal. They're like, yeah, please, you know, we really need that.
This weird sarcasm bit that he keeps doing, it reminds me of an old 80s movie called Moving, starring Richard Pryor. Have you ever seen this movie?
No.
It is about Richard Pryor and his family.
Always no.
Richard Pryor and his family are moving cross country to a new house. I forget if they're moving from New York to California. So they have to do a big road trip and everything. And the guy that they buy the house from when they're like taking the tour or whatever, he's constantly like, Richard Pryor's like, oh, this is a really nice kitchen. And he's like, yeah, but we're taking all the cabinets and the sink with us. And he does it like sarcastically. And then there's like a pool in the backyard. And he's like, oh, this is a great pool. And he's like, yeah, but we're taking it with us. And he says that about everything. And then when they finally get to the house after they bought it, all that shit is gone. The swimming pool is just a hole in the ground. All the cabinets are gone. He's taking the kitchen sink. Like,
that's
he was not.
So funny.
And he's like, where's all the shit in the house? And the guy's like, I told you, we were taking it with us. He's like, I thought you were being sarcastic. That is just what this reminds me of. That he's
hilarious.
He's saying all this shit sarcastically to try and like diffuse it or to make the opposite of it true. But the fact is, he is telling the truth. He does have control over that. So do the producers, not only over the narrative that's happening. And we're going to get to clips later in this digging deeper that illustrate all of this. The Great One comes clean about how much control the producers actually have over shit. Kendall Long comes clean specifically about how much control they had over her appearance in season 7 of Bachelor Paradise, walking up to Grocery Store Joe.
The tea will set you free.
The tea will set you free, and we do have that later in this episode, rest assured. But here, we're getting pure sauce, this weird sarcastic sauce that is meant to diminish the truth of what is the actual amount of power they have within the nation. And then when GSJ is talking about like, oh, MTV nominated us for this best thing, and does he not think that producers and promotions people at ABC and Warner Brothers have any control over that? Of course they do. They're making the calls. These awards aren't real. It's all produced.
Absolutely. Producers reached out to MTV. And I like the sarcastic sauce. I think it's a fun tone. I feel like it really reflects, you know, what's going on within his psyche right now. It's in turmoil. It's in turmoil.
Okay.
He hasn't been doing what he loves, which is crafting delicious sauces for a while. You know, spicy marinara. Where's the new sauce? He hasn't been working on it. He's just fuming on the sauce wars now. He's distracted. And yeah, I love this because it's like, none of these awards are real. Why do you think you won Prom King and Prom Queen on Bachelor in Paradise?
Yeah.
Like, do you think that was a real award too, Joe?
Everybody thinks that, you know, oh, Prom King, sure, the producers made that up. They like it wasn't a real prom and we weren't really the best candidates to be king and queen. That was, it's crazy to me what he's doing on this fucking show. And then who's listening to it? And this is another component of the Sauce Wars that I find very interesting. I believe that the Sauce Wars are happening between a couple of players and mainly the official Bachelor Nation podcast, Clickbait, Happy Hour, whatever. I would even throw us in there to some degree.
Not so much talking it up.
I mean, we talk about the Sauce Wars constantly. We even coined the term Sauce Wars. But I think for most people listening to Clickbait, they're not aware of the Sauce Wars. So when he's going on these sarcastic tirades about how much control they have and shit, I think most Clickbait listeners are like, what in the fuck is he talking about? What is going on here? So the Sauce Wars are like getting to him in a way that I think it's like detrimental to his listenership. You know, that most people I think are like, why is he shitting on being a podcast host? I don't get this.
Yeah.
It's like the easiest job in the world. He has to show up for an hour and fucking talk to Tia about whatever, you know, China pots and this and that.
What I also love about this clip is he's talking about like, oh yeah, I produced my own rom-com. Actually, ABC said we may need you to come down and get engaged again. Okay, I'll do it. And it's like, I understand this is sarcasm, but I imagine there was a call very similar to that in order to get him on Sand this year. Like, he didn't want to come back. They were probably like, GSJ, we do need you on Sand. Like, don't worry. We're going to give you a Ben Higgins edit. I didn't know that term until a clip we have later. But they were like, we're going to give you a Ben Higgins edit. Don't worry. And guess what? We'll give you a date card. We'll give you a date with your number one pick, because they all rank their choices. I'm sure, like, it's absolutely absurd.
Yeah, I'm sure those deals were made. And they probably even leveraged the fact that he got engaged the first time. Like, it worked for you once. It can work for you again. Please come on back.
Well, he didn't get engaged.
Or what? I'm sorry. He had a successful long-term relationship out of it.
Yeah.
With Kendall Long. All right. Let's move on.
I love him. I LL4 DSJ.
I never thought when he was unceremoniously dismissed on night one, back in his season of Bachelorette, I never thought that I would be this interested in Grocery Store Joe or anything that he's doing. He has become one of the central figures in contemporary Bachelor Nation, though.
Well, like, I don't know if Tia is as safe in her job, but I'm like, I can't see them ever firing GSJ. I feel like he really, like, holds this podcast together. He's just such a character.
Yeah, I could even see him ascending to Happy Hour. GSJ and Becca Kufrin hosting Happy Hour. And then they slide in somebody from Bachelor in Paradise Season 8 into Clickbait. I could see them making that type of a shuffle. Time will tell.
I mean, yeah, he's just a character. You know what? I could see him on that show Outer Range with Josh Brolin. Like, everyone is so what? Like, okay, this was the main thing I remembered okay. about your review of Outer Range, was you're like, everybody's really like gruff, the whole family. And I was like, I could just like kind of picture DSJ in there, like, well, there's a pit over there. I don't know if there's a pit.
It's like, Jimmy, did you kill our neighbor's son? And then GSJ comes in and is like, hey, what are we having for dinner tonight? We eating sauce? Stop talking about your sauce, Joe. We got bigger problems than sauce. What are you talking about?
And then the other guys just start singing about his sauce.
I make this sauce. Because we live out here in the middle of Montana.
Wyoming. It's Wyoming. Whatever. I don't care. Yeah,
whatever. Wyoming, Montana. It's all the same. But we live out here. There's no restaurants. I made this sauce. It's like restaurant. That's the only way we're going to get the restaurant experience.
Isn't this just Yellowstone all over again?
If I got to jump through a fucking time portal to get back to a restaurant, I'll do it. Okay. Sorry.
Now well, you're sweeter. Sorry. That joke for two people.
We're going to move on to the fourth and final clip from this episode of Clickbait, in which guest Justin Glaze discusses the necessity to be open to everyone in Paradise and not have just one person you're interested in. And then GSJ sees another opportunity to once again sarcastically downplay the importance of being an official Bachelor Nation podcast host. Here we go.
Yes.
Sometimes I feel like it can, like, you have your eyes set on one person. And if it works out, great. But I also think you may be limiting yourself sometimes by keying in on one person. You could be like neglecting a great opportunity around you just because you have like the horse behind.
Yeah, I neglected Joe's ass our first time around.
She did.
I don't know how you could do that? You didn't see that. You just.
I was like looking around him, like looking. He's like, "What the hell are you looking for?"
Tia and Becca. Just like I was like, didn't even exist. And now look at all Joe. Three of us.
Yeah.
Bachelor Nation podcast hosts. Look at us all.
So funny.
And now look at us. Bachelor Nation podcast hosts. All of us. I don't get it. Like, if it's so shitty, quit the job. Quit the job then, Joe. Like, I don't get that tone of shitting on it. I know what it's trying to do, or at least this is what it seems like it's trying to do to me. It's trying to diminish the idea that they have any power in this situation. And that is true. They don't have any power. But the producers who control the show do have power, and they are favored players because they host these podcasts. That is true. So if you hold that seat, the seat of being an official Bachelor Nation podcast host, the one he is sarcastically shitting on here, you are protected. That's just plain and simple. Like, there are no examples to the contrary of that. None. Not one. No. Not even a moment.
Not a single moment. And many, many moments created out of thin air in order to keep him on sand. I love this clip. It's... he is diminishing it, and it is trying to diminish this idea that like being a Bachelor Nation podcast host is like this huge deal, and that like he's like, I'm just a little guy. I'm just a little guy, just like you.
Now buy my sauce. It's available in 5 different grocery store chains throughout the greater Chicago Metroplex. It's just like,
fuck you, buy my sauce.
Yeah.
And I love that video where he's like yelling at the stranger.
Yeah, which was, that's when he's given powers. He makes these weird videos of cursing out people about his sauce. But again, all 4 of these clips were simply to illustrate that Grocery Store Joe, and by extension, Tier, are now trying to do this weird Tier. Thing where they're diminishing their role as podcast hosts, the amount of power that they have as podcast hosts. And again, when we say Bachelor Nation podcast host, it definitely refers to exactly that. But it also refers to the surrounding benefits you get mm-hmm. as a result of that job, which is millions of Instagram followers, SpawnCon, being able to sell sauce or products.
Ben Higgins edits.
All of these things are a part of that. Because as we're going to find out in the very next clips from the great one, the Vial Files, the producers who work on the show also work on the podcasts. It's the same people, literally. We're going to find that out, yes, in some of these clips. So please buckle up, because we got now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 clips from the Vial Files with guest Kathy Kelly from May 17th. And in this first clip, the great one expresses confusion about Baylock High's off-contract energy, and Game of Roses is mentioned by name. So.
Wowie. It's not Game of Thrones?
No. They say Game of Roses. And this is how I know that we're firmly entrenched in the Sauce Wars, because we're being mentioned by name in the Sauce Wars as they're happening.
Look at us.
It's amazing. Look at us. So we hope you enjoy this clip. Here we go. If you want to hear the great one mention our podcast, Game of Roses, and then you want to hear our reaction to it, and then you want to hear all the rest of this digging deeper, which you probably do, because the great one has so much sour grapesing. The great one has so much weird fence play that he's doing, where he's shit on the producers in one clip and then praise them in the next. You need to hear this. That's the bottom line. And in order to do that, you're going to have to go to patreon.com/gameofroses. Join us in the bottom of the pit. You're going to get access to the rest of this episode. You're going to get access to all the digging deepers we've ever done, all of the other different kinds of podcasts that we've done in our Patreon, which are not like our recaps and are not like our This Week in Bachelor Nations. They're a wide variety of topics covering producers, bachelor babies, some all-star seasons of past all-star players, and of course, a whole bunch of digging deepers where we go through all the most important clips of the Bachelor Nation podcast over the past few weeks. And you're also going to get access to our live shows that we do every Monday at 4:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Those usually coincide with the game itself when it's in season. We do our little 30-minute kind of pre-show, what we're expecting to see from tonight's big game. And in the off-season, we just kind of talk about what's going on in Bachelor Nation over the course of the week and field questions from people as well. And you're going to get access to our Discord channel, where you can talk to everybody else who's down here in the bottom of the pit with us. And Pace Case and I pop in there from time to time too and have conversations over the course of the weekend with whoever's in there. And you also then get the ability to upload your screams to the Discord channel. And if you listen to our This Week in Bachelor Nation episodes, you know that we play those screams on This Week in Bachelor Nation and react to them. We had a very good one last week. So we hope you will join us in the bottom of the pit for all of these things very soon.
It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit, you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit, there's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit, you can get it in and
dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you wanna eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
Creams and serums are made of 70% water, 15% preservatives and emulsifiers, leaving only around 15% for the active ingredients that your skin needs. But luckily now, there's Fiber Skincare.
15 years ago, the scientists behind Fiber Skincare started working on nanofibers, which are 500 times smaller than human hair. You know, I saw that in Three Body Problem. Mm. 1 year ago, they patented a way of wrapping the nanofiber around oil or liquid-based ingredients. This means they can deliver 5 times the active ingredients compared to creams or serums, as there is no need for water, preservatives, or emulsifiers.
The first formulation made with this technology is plant-based, anti-wrinkle. It's a set of patches that you use over a series of 7 days. You just put these on whenever you would apply your serums, and your skin is going to feel tighter in 10 seconds. And over the seven-day program, it has been clinically proven to reduce wrinkles by, get this, 19.4%, a very precise percentage. In fact, they have a tighter skin guarantee. If your skin isn't tighter in 7 days, they're going to give you your money back, no questions asked.
You get the tighter skin guarantee with this 7-day routine. Tighter skin or your money back. Get a 15% discount code by using the discount code GAME. That's Fiber Skincare.
We're almost through the second month of this year, but that doesn't mean that you should forget about those New Year's resolutions, your new goals, especially your skincare goals. Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results. And your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty. I've been using this stuff. Look at me. Look at my face, Pace Case.
You're glowing.
How young do I look? Tell me. Tell me the number.
That's a Pace Case glow. You look like a little baby.
Thank you. That's the look I'm going for. And I put the stuff on at night, Dime's eye cream. And then they have a dewy day cream that I also use. And this is the result.
I've literally never used a moisturizer before. Mm-hmm. I've always had oily skin, but now it's getting to that time. And I made one of my New Year's resolutions to be to do my skincare routine. And I'm using the dewy day cream in the morning. I keep it on the left. Using the restorative night cream, I keep it on the right. It's bim, bam, boom. I know which one to use. And now my face is moisturized all the time, and it's so nice.
You look like a baby as well.
Thank you. I was waiting for it. A little slow. But this takes the guesswork out of the routine. So this is part of the work system, the two moisturizers. There's also a sold-out retinol alternative, the TBT cream. I can't wait to try that one as well. Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars.
This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.